Here's to plain speaking and clear understanding. You're a close-mouthed man?
Oh, I like to talk.
Better and better. I distrust a close-mouthed man. He generally picks the wrong time to talk and says the wrong things. I do like a man who tells you right after he's looking out for himself. Don't we all? I don't trust a man who says he's not.
Uh-huh.
By Gad, sir, you're a chap worth knowing, an amazing character. Give me your hat.
Never mind that. Let's talk about the Blackbird.
All right, sir. Let's.
Now, both you and the police have as much as accused me of being mixed up in the other night's murders. Well, I've had trouble with both of you before. And as far as I can see, my best chance of clearing myself of the trouble you're trying to make for me is by bringing in the murderers all tied up. And the only chance I've got of catching them and tying them up and bringing them in is by staying as far away as possible from you and the police because you'd only gum up the works. You getting this all right, son, or am I going too fast for you?
If you get a good break, you'll be out of Tehachapi in 20 years, and
you can come back to me then. I hope they don't hang you, Precious, for that sweet neck.
You're not...
Yes, Angel, I'm going to send you over.
The chances are you'll get off with life. That means if you're a good girl, you'll be out in 20 years. I'll be waiting for you.
Harry, what is it?
The stuff that dreams are made of.
Huh?